This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Thousands of Venezuelans living in countries across Latin America rallied on Saturday in solidarity with protests organized by the political opposition in Caracas against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. From Bogota to Buenos Aires, Venezuelans headed to the plazas and other public spaces to voice their support for opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido and his efforts to force Maduro out of power. The rallies in Latin American capitals coincided with many others held within Venezuela on Saturday. As domestic and international pressure on Maduro to step down mounts, a senior Air Force general disavowed him in a video that circulated earlier on Saturday, expressing his allegiance to Guaido. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced in a televised address on Saturday that Russia is suspending its participation in the Cold War-era Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. AP's Karen Shamas reports.
We will respond quid pro quo, Putin said. Our American partners have announced they were suspending their participation in the treaty, and we will do the same. They have announced they will conduct research and development, and we will act accordingly. President Trump had earlier accused Russia of violating the treaty by developing banned missiles. Moscow has strongly denied any breaches and accused Washington of making false accusations in order to justify its pullout. Trump said in a statement that the U.S. will move forward with developing its own military response options to Russia's deployment of banned cruise missiles that could target Western Europe. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations and the Africa Union said Saturday the talks in Khartoum have led to the Central African Republic reaching a peace deal with 14 armed groups, a hopeful prelude to peace after years of conflict. The terms of the deal were not immediately released. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has made dialogue with Islam one of the cornerstones of his papacy. Since he became pope in 2013, he has visited several countries with large Muslim populations. On Sunday, he will become the first pope to go to the Arabian Peninsula when he visits the United Arab Emirates. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
Pope Francis was invited by Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to take part in an interfaith conference. The Pope will spend less than 48 hours in the United Arab Emirates and is due to make only two public addresses during the visit. Pope Francis released a video message this week ahead of his visit. He paid tribute to the United Arab Emirates as a land that is trying to be a model of coexistence, of human brotherhood, and a meeting place among diverse civilizations and cultures where many find a safe place to work and live freely in the respect of diversities. The Pope will celebrate an open-air mass in Abu Dhabi's Zayed Sports City on Tuesday. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The Pope has condemned using violence in the name of God and urged interreligious dialogue. Salvadorans are going to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president. The frontrunner in the race is 37-year-old Nayib Bukele, the former mayor of San Salvador, the capital. If Bukele wins, his victory as a member of the Grand Alliance for National Unity Party would usher in a new political landscape. If no candidate wins more than 50% of the votes, then the top two candidates will face off in a runoff election. President Trump waded into the controversy surrounding the governor of Virginia over a racist photo that appeared on the governor's medical school yearbook page. Trump tweeted late Saturday that Governor Ralph Northam's initial apology for the photo and subsequent denial that he was in the picture are unforgivable. Now, Northam, a Democrat, quickly apologized Friday after reports emerged of a photo in his 1984 yearbook page that shows a man in blackface standing next to a person dressed as a Ku Klux Klan member. For the following day, amid numerous calls for Northam to resign, the governor held a press conference to say he did not believe that either of the people in that photo were him.
In the hours since I made my statement yesterday, I reflected with my family and classmates from the time and affirmed my conclusion that I am not the person in that photo.
But a growing chorus of Democrats, including most of the party's 2020 presidential hopefuls, are calling on Northam to step down. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.